Personally, SB 107 seems to be a direct attack on Madison.
Brenda Conkle, executive director of the Madison-based Tenant Resource Center, which has no official position on the bill. The legislation prohibits communities from placing certain limits on landlords, such as those in the capital city. This is a personal concern for Conkle.
And what they're basically going to do is they're going to take away our protections about Social Security numbers, arrest and conviction records, minimum income standards, and landlords will now be able to ask that you make 3 times the amount of your rent and income.
She says this will deal a severe blow to lower income Wisconsinites.
This is going to have a big impact on where they can live, and so either they're going to get stuck staying in their lease where they are, and oftentimes there's problems with repairs, and they the landlord's not making the repairs, so they want to move, and they're going to be stuck in housing that's going to be not optimal, and they're going to not have very many choices if they do have to move.
The bill's author, Republican Frank Lassay, says with landlords often held responsible for a tenant's crime in the home, it makes sense to allow those property owners to screen based on a renter's background. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.